Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Guy, how you doing, Guy? You all right?
I'm great, Dave. Thanks.
Wow, you sound like you're at the bottom of a well. Shout into the microphone there, Guy.
Can you hear me properly now?
Nah, not really. It's all right here. You fix it while I'm on. I don't know what you can do, but do something with it. Because I'm talking here about the pandemic. It sent people into all kinds of different directions. And a lot of us have found ourselves in the kitchen properly, that is, for the first time. Whether it was banana bread or sourdough starter or something a bit more challenging, COVID-19 has made reluctant cooks of an awful lot of people. Well, Guy, as in Guy Sinnott here, works for concert promoter MCD. But when the gig stopped, he found an outlet on Instagram with his quarantine cook-alongs, the QCA. And with 39,000 followers and counting, it's fair to say that he's made a success of it. So he's with me now to tell us, I suppose, from the pivot from music to food. So, Guy, let's see if your sound is any better. Are you okay? 1, 2, 3.
Am I sounding okay, Dave?
It'll do, yeah. God, it sounds odd, but anyway, it'll have to do, yeah. Okay, you weren't new to food. I mean, has there always been a burgeoning chef and you're, you know, dying to get out, basically, Guy?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, like my parents had a restaurant when I was younger. We lived over it. So I've always had that kind of, you know, food obsession. And it's kind of stayed with me my whole life. So I've spent my whole life cooking. Every holiday is based on cooking. All my thoughts are based on cooking. So when the pandemic hit, I just decided to start making a few cooking videos as soon as it's, because I had more time in the evenings because the gigs were off. And I just kind of took it from there and it really, really took off.
So I was going to say, why did you start your cook-alongs? But the reason is that the gigs dried up, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much. I had way more time in the evenings, obviously, because I'd spend most of my time at gigs at night or whatever. So I thought, we'd moved into a new place, had a new kitchen, a nice space to work in. So I said, may as well start making cooking videos. And they just took off straight away. From the first one I did, it started, and it feels like a lifetime ago now. It was, March 12th last year or whatever. And straight from there, so everyone was at home on their own, looking for things to do. Cooking became one of the only things you could do in the evenings. So it just really, really went from there. It was great. It immediately kind of exploded for me, which was brilliant.
Okay, well, we'll get the success of it in a second or two. But I tell you what we're going to do. The sound is pretty poxy, so we're going to try you on the phone. So we're going to take a break. So let's get it done in 2.5 minutes.
Dave Fanning on 2FM.
Now let's see if it's working this time. Guy Sinnott. Guy, you all right?
How am I sounding now, Dave? Am I okay?
You were actually like you were sounding great, but whatever you were sounding it through wasn't working out at all. But anyway, you
sound just a gremlin in the system at home.
It's
more
amazing.
Working from home problem.
It's amazing, no matter what you do, Zoom or otherwise, or tie lines and every other Skype and everything. You just never know. Anyway, it's working perfect now because that's an ordinary old-fashioned Alexander Graham Bell. So let's take a look at what we're talking about here, because basically you're one of these people who actually takes a picture of your damn food and puts it up on bloody line. But yours was different. Okay, I let you away with it. Because you decided to film the meals that you were cooking, and then about a year ago, in March of last year, you filmed the first dish, put them all up, and suddenly 39,000 people later, you know, it's called quarantine cook-alongs, basically. And, you know, do you do them with one hand while cooking with the other, or do you have
Oh, you do? Just me, one hand, phone in one hand, a pan in the other hand, and that's it. No talking. I put descriptions on each story, because that's the whole thing. It's getting from A to Z. I start with a picture of the ingredients, what we're going to cook, and then I take you the whole way through to the very end. And I think that's what's kind of made a success of it, because people can just follow it. They can go all the way through, cook at every stage without me kind of blathering on through it. It's just the words are on the screen. And then at the end of it, they have the, and usually 90% of the time, it works out okay. I've had a few complaints, but don't we all?
Well, I'm just thinking like that at this stage with so many followers, would you not have a drone around the kitchen giving you a kind of a bird's eye view of the whole thing? Like, you know the way there's certain television stations and there's the cookery part of it, there's a kitchen part in every damn programme, and like they have a big kind of a glass thing above, like with a mirror to see what you're doing.
I know what you're saying, but I think what works for me, because I can kind of get up close with my hand, I can move it kind of slowly. If I had it, when you're just using a regular tripod, I think it's kind of a boring thing to look at if the thing lasts 3 minutes, you know what I mean? So, because I kind of change the angles, I get up really, really close, you can see what's happening, say like if a steak's getting seared, I'm turning it over, that kind of thing. So I think it just works for me anyway, so I just try and keep the hand steady hand at all times. You know?
All right, well, listen, you went from 800 followers on Instagram and now nearly 40,000 followers. What was the one that kind of broke the camel's back and said, right, success, success, success? Was it the spaghetti carbonara?
Yeah, definitely. In the first lockdown, the carbonara was definitely the biggest. People love pasta. they are, I don't know why Irish people love pasta. And the thing about it is you can cook it in 15 minutes, so it's a real crowd pleaser. Everyone likes bacon, everyone likes cheese, everyone likes pasta, I think. That's the thing with that one. People just absolutely loved it. And so I do a lot of pasta. In the second lockdown, I've been watching a lot of Sopranos. So I did baked ziti. You know, did you ever watch when Carmela makes the baked ziti, like a baked pasta dish? It's like the tomatoes, cheese, everything else. I did one of them, and then that was the next one. That was the super viral. I had 10 people a day tagging me with their baked ziti from The Sopranos, you know? So I've got to figure out another hit for lockdown three, to be honest.
And you don't have to get too exotic, do you, with a lot of this? I mean, is it about what food you have in your cupboard?
Yeah, exactly. It's all stuff that you can recognise. There's no stuff you have to go to health food shops and buy, you know, 20 euro seeds or anything like that. There isn't much, there's no accidental vegetarian cooking on it that isn't unintentional. There's no vegan kind of cookery. But it's all stuff like steaks, pasta, roasts, that kit, sandwiches, how to make homemade chips, how to, you know, how to cook a rack of lamb, how to make a roast chicken at home, Yorkshire puddings, all of that kind of thing. It's kind of food people can see, they know, and they identify with. There's nothing too crazy or out there, you know?
By the way, just a matter of interest, where can it's quarantine cook-alongs, right?
Yeah.
And where do you find it?
On my own page, at Guy Sinnott, on my own Instagram page.
Oh, right, OK, at Guy Sinnott. So this was a conscious choice, obviously, but you didn't really have any idea just how it was going to take off, you like. I mean, you're a gig promoter. Were you looking for another outlet when the music stopped?
I love cooking. I just did it for a bit of a laugh. Like, the lockdown started, I was like, OK, well, I've got loads of time in the evening. What am I going to do? So I may as well start making a few food videos because I love cooking and I love food. So I was like, why don't I just do a few step-by-step guides? The carbonara was one of the first ones. That, you know, roasts, everything else. And it just took off. It grew and grew and grew and grew, like, really, really, really quickly. And I did one every night for the first 50 days, I think, of the first lockdown, you know, nearly killed me. And then I kind of spaced them out a bit more, and I'm still doing them on and off. And it's just different recipes the odd time, different food tips, all that kind of thing. Barbecuing during the summer is another one. So there's a summer coming up, hopefully. But so that's kind of what I do.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, you know, as I said, the food is very accessible to people. It's, a lot of it will be there already, maybe in your kitchen. Would you say that's probably the most important part of, if you like, demystifying the kitchen for first timers?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like 100%. It's stuff you can see and relate to. You know, it's nothing that's too intimidating, and that's why at the start of every you know recipe, it's a photo of the ingredients and a list of the ingredients, and it's stuff everyone knows. Your tomatoes, tins of tomatoes, your Parmesan cheese, your potatoes or whatever. So you're like, oh, I know that. I can buy that down the road in the supermarket. Mm. And then it just shows you the steps, how you can turn it into something really nice. And then there you go at the end, you know.
And it's not like you're given sort of, if you like, original recipes as such. In fact, that's one of the points. Do you credit the source as you cook?
Yes, like some of them, like you can't say you created carbonara. It's just stuff I've picked up over the years. You know what I mean? Anything like, there's a chicken wings one. I credit the guy who kind of came up with the sample. With the baking powder combo at the start of it. But yeah, like it's just it's all simple stuff done well, and you know, broken down into compartmentalizing, you know, each step of the story to create a decent meal at the end of it.
And where was your parents' restaurant that you lived above?
Enniskerry, about 20 years ago now. So you're going way, way back, 2003 maybe then. So the drink driving kind of ban got a bit heavier just after we'd opened, so that kind of hurt business about all the way back then. So so we lived over it, and I that's kind of, I suppose, lots of stuff are kind of associated with childhood, isn't it? You kind of take it with you.
And right now you're quarantined at home with your fiance in County Wicklow. So I have to say, what are you cooking for her for tomorrow?
I know, that's the big thing. We've got some big plans to call.
Yeah, forget about next week, forget about today. Tomorrow's the big one, right?
I know. I better get cracking on that this afternoon, actually. I've got to come up with something new and special.
Absolutely. Listen, was it easy, Guy, to pivot from one creative industry to another? Or did you just find yourself suddenly, like, is it good for the head to find an outlet like this?
Yeah, definitely, because it gave me something to do when I had the free time. And obviously, you know, everyone's suffering through all sorts of mental health issues through this pandemic, and with the time on their hands, time in the evening or whatever. So I love cooking. I love food, like, you know, making food at home, and it's great just sharing it and getting people, you know, other people cooking. I'm getting tagged all the time. You know, I get, it's good that the page is actually like a repository. So I get all these accidental replies, you know, all the way through the day, like people accidentally clapping, you know, when there's a chopped onion, you know, you know,
right, right.
You know? So, but it's great. Yeah, no, it's therapeutic.
All right. And you'll keep this up, I presume, when we finally get out of all of this. At some stage, gigs are coming back, right?
Absolutely, 100%. I can't. The one thing I'm looking forward to most is going to a gig. I'll never complain about working at a gig again.
Right. You mean you've been complaining in the past? Okay, well, look, I'll tell you what then. You will, I presume, keep this up as well, not just at the weekend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, 100%. Sure, may. I barely planned tomorrow's dinner, but...
Yeah,
you know,
I can see that. And just in case you've forgotten what I'm trying to say, it's blinking Valentine's Day, so watch it. All right, listen, Guy, thanks a million for talking to us on the programme today. Just to give it again, we're talking Guy Sinnott there, and it's Guy's Quarantine Cookalongs, and you get it at the Instagram, at Guy Sinnott. That's SinnottGuy first. Guy, good man yourself. Thanks a million for talking to us on the programme today, and congratulations. Well done.
Thanks a million, Dave. Really appreciate it. Great chatting to you.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.